Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last three decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thanks for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We love hearing from you. If you have questions about the longevity products or your longevity business, if you were on our Zoom call this afternoon, the one I did with Rebecca, for longevity, if you have questions or if you have anything to say about the Zoom call, we'd love hearing from you, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase your favorite longevity products off the website, the Healthy Start Pack, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate EFAs, Fucoid and Fucoid Z, Z Radical. They're all up at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to enter into the business, into the market, with nutritional supplements that help change lives, really help change lives at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. If that sounds intriguing to you, if you want to make a little extra money, if you want to help make a difference in the world, if you want to just get your longevity products at the wholesale price, if you want to enjoy the tax benefits associated with having your own business, whatever your motivation is, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number is always on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We are going to speak to one of my favorite authors, one of my favorite ladies, actually, Renee Garcia. She is the author of a new book, a new transurfing book. We had Renee on probably about maybe the beginning of the year, I believe. We talked about transurfing. Transurfing is a really interesting manifestation, I guess you could say, strategy. I'm going to let Renee describe what transurfing really is. But her new book is called A Tale of Practical Reality Transurfing. Renee will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about transurfing, and we'll talk about her book, A Tale of Practical Reality Transurfing. Her website is transurfing, that's T-R-A-N-S-U-R-F-I-N-G, transurfing.us, transurfing.us. Renee Garcia at the bottom of the hour, your call's next segment, 844-236-6010. Want to continue talking about the fatty vitamins, the fats in general. Fats are the key player when it comes to skin health. and I've been in the skin business for many years, and I always tell people, always want to know, what is the most important thing I can take for my skin? And certainly vitamin C is important, and the B complex is important, and the electrolytes are important, protein is important, the amino acids are important, but nothing is more important for your skin from a nutritional supplement perspective than not just EFAs, essential fatty acids, which act as controllers of the immune system. The immune system is the inflammatory system, or the inflammatory system is the immune system. And inflammation is how the immune system does its work. I say inflammation is the calling card of the immune system. The immune system is the defense system. Inflammation is a defensive response. And the modulating molecules that control inflammation from a biochemical perspective in the body are the omega-6 and omega-3 essential fatty acids. Now, I say omega-6 and omega-3 essential fatty acids because it's important to distinguish ordinary omega-6 and omega-3 from omega-6 and omega-3 essential fatty acids. And that's not just mere nomenclature. We get very confused when we hear that something has omega-6 and something has omega-3. We believe that that's essential, but that's not necessarily the case. Omega-6 and omega-3 are about the structure of a molecule, have nothing to do with essentiality. There is one omega-6 and one omega-3 that are essential. We call them just kind of generically omega-6 and omega-3, and like much of what we talk about and discuss and passes for common knowledge or conventional wisdom in nutrition is just is not only confusing, but just wrong. So there's only one omega-6 that's essential. There's only one omega-3 that's essential. And I don't want to get into the chemistry of it, but we'll just say the omega-6 that's essential is called LA. The omega-3 that's essential is called ALA. Linoleic acid and alpha-linolenic acid for you chemists out there, but we'll just call it LA and ALA. LA gets a bad rap. I'll tell you why. LA, which is omega-6 essential fatty acid. Notice I said omega-6 essential fatty acid, not just omega-6. LA is omega-6 essential fatty acid, and it gets a bad rap because it's associated with inflammation. And we just said inflammation is part of immunity, and people think inflammation is a problem. We hear about it all the time. All diseases have inflammation involved. But once again, what passes for conventional wisdom is not always correct and is oftentimes confusing. That's why we're here on the Bright Side, to help clear up the confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. So, LA is said to be inflammatory, and so people say, I don't want to take omega-6. There was actually a guy named Barry Sears who wrote a bunch of books in the 1990s. You probably heard of the Zone books. And he was one of the first guys to talk about the problems with omega-6 essential fatty acids because they're associated with inflammation. Unfortunately, he didn't quite say it that way, but that's kind of how it got translated. And as it turns out, what he meant and what's true is it's the balance of omega-6s and omega-3 essential fatty acids. Omega-6 essential fatty acid, i.e. LA, has to be balanced with omega-3 essential fatty acids, i.e. ALA. That is ALA. And here's something else that's very important. Inflammation is a good thing. Yes, I said it. Inflammation is a good thing. Inflammation is your friend. Inflammation is a prerequisite for healing. Without inflammation, you don't heal. And this is why people who take anti-inflammatory drugs are running risks with long-term health challenges, especially those that involve fast-turning cells and fast-turning tissue like the digestive system. Because inflammation is important. You can't just shut down inflammation with a drug and expect to be better for it any more than you shut down anything else in the body with a drug and expect to be better for it. And just because a supplement or a nutrient is involved in inflammation or the inflammatory process doesn't make it bad, because inflammation is necessary. You can't heal without inflammation. So let's get that idea out of our head that inflammation is a bad guy. Inflammation is a problem. It's not inflammation that's the problem. It's out of balance inflammation with anti-inflammation, i.e. omega-6 essential fatty acid with omega-3 essential fatty acid, or if you prefer, LA to ALA. The ratio, the proportion. So omega-6s are really important for the healing process because they're inflammatory. Not only that, but you have way more omega-6s in your body, in your cells, than you do omega-3 essential fatty acids. You have way more LA than you do ALA in your body. I'm not saying ALA is not important, because it is. It's extremely important. It's particularly important for the nervous system, and it also has protective effects, especially for 5G, for electromagnetic waves in the skin. because it's got an electromagnetic property. That's why it's used for the nervous system. It's very important for brain health, very important for eye health, very, very important for the health of the neurology. And as it turns out, it has a way of buffering or protecting the skin from electromagnetic pollution, including 5G. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 is our number. We shall return on the bright side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six 800-516-6010. All our lines are open. If you have anything you'd like to say to us, if you want to share or contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about the longevity products or longevity business, we're here for you. We're going to talk to Renee Garcia at the bottom of the hour. Renee is a transurfer expert, I guess you'd say. And if you haven't heard of transurfing, you definitely want to know about it if you're interested in manifestation or creating a beautiful life. According to Renee, we're all transurfing anyway. We're going to talk about that with Renee, the idea that we're all doing this kind of manifestation work anyway. We're just doing it unconsciously. So these strategies like law of attraction and such, they're really just taking advantage consciously of what we do unconsciously. We're all creating all the time. We're all master creators. It's just that we don't like sometimes what we create because we create from the unconscious. We create for reasons that we don't know why we're creating, and so our creations aren't exactly what our conscious mind wants. They're what our unconscious mind wants. Otherwise, we wouldn't have created it in the first place. Anyway, we'll talk to Renee Garcia at the bottom of the hour and then get to your calls, if we have calls, this segment, 844-236-6010. All right, so we've got these two fats. They're said to be essential. If you pull them out of the diet, you end up with very unhealthy bodies, and ultimately you'll die. All the cells of your body depend on these fats. They're so important for making hormones, number one, for the structure of cells, number two, for the production of inflammatory and anti-inflammatory molecules, talk about that here in a sec, for turning on genetics, for the production of various factors for keeping the skin moist and soft. They play so many incredible roles in the body. But they're especially important for inflammation and anti-inflammation, and we know that inflammation and anti-inflammation, or the inflammatory process, is the calling card of the immune system. The healing process involves two stages. The first stage is inflammation. The second stage is anti-inflammation. I'm being very general here, but that's just generally speaking the two phases of the healing process, and they're both important. If you don't have the one, you're not going to have the other as effectively. If you're suppressing inflammation, you're not going to have anti-inflammation because one leads to the other. There's a yin and a yang. Like much of the body, it's in balance. You'll hear nutritionists say not to worry about omega-6s because you get so many of them. Wrong. You'll hear nutritionists say not to take omega-6s because they're pro-inflammatory. Wrong. You'll hear nutritionists saying you want to focus on omega-3s. Wrong. They're all important, and you have way more omega-6s in your body than you do omega-3s, as I've said. Omega-3s, though, are very important, particularly for protection. They dampen electrical energy, and they're also very important for the electrical system of the body. They have anti-cancer properties because of this electrical nature, and we're going to talk about this in a few more Bright Side episodes, the electrical nature of cancer and the electrical nature of health. The electrical nature of disease. We are electrical beings at the end of the day, not chemical beings. We're fundamentally electrical beings, and essential fatty acids are one of the key players in transducing electrical energy into biochemical energy. They're a bridge. They're a bridge between electricity. This is why they're on the membranes of things. They bridge electricity and matter. And I hope that's not too much physics, because it's really important and kind of cool. And you know how they do it? I don't want to get too into chemistry, but I just love this chemistry, so hopefully somebody's going to appreciate it. They do it through double bonds. If you're a chemist, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a non-chemist, you think that's gobbledygook, perhaps. Double bonds are like two magnets. Most atoms have one bond between the two. Between two atoms. They have one bond between two atoms. That's usual. Think of a bond like a magnet. A double bond is two magnets, and that makes things very electroconductive. And on top of that, when those two bonds are bounced around symmetrically in a molecule, you've got the perfect transducing device. By transduction, I mean changing energy from one state to another, from energy to matter. Long story short, they're important for electricity, which means everything, but especially highly electrical roles like cell health and the health of the nervous system. And protection from electromagnetic radiation. Now, we know that these essential fats, because they're so electrical, think of two magnets that are stuck together that don't want to be stuck together, right? That's essentially what a double bond is. It's two magnets. Picture in your mind, like when you were a kid, you'd take these magnets, you take two magnets, you squeeze them together, right? You push them together, and they don't want to be pushed together. You can feel a force, a resistance. Well, nature's figured out a way to push them together, but they don't really want to be together. So they break apart quickly. Now, single magnets don't do that. But double mag, or don't do as much, but double magnets, they really do it. And that's what makes the oil so problematic. This is why you hear people talking about don't cook your oils, don't process your oils, don't eat rancid oils. Some people will go a little extreme and say don't eat any oils. That's a little extreme, but the point is well taken that these oils are very unstable because there's got these little parts of them that have two magnets stuck together that don't want to be stuck together. But at the same time, those two magnets are highly electromagnetic, so it's kind of like a double bind. You got, like, yes, they're great, but they also break down quickly. So you got to be careful with them. That's why they're best taken in gel caps. And if they are in a bottle, in a liquid, you want to make sure that they're kept in the fridge. You want to make sure they're kept in a dark bottle. You want to make sure that you use them fresh because they break down quickly. And when they break down, that breakdown is contagious. It's a contagious breakdown. It doesn't just break down and sit on its own in a corner and do nothing. It breaks down and spreads. And this spreading ultimately will look for a place where there's lots and lots of energy that it can go to town with. And ultimately, that's going to be a cell membrane or DNA. Those are the two highest concentrations of energy in a cell, or the outside, the membrane, and the DNA. And that, those are the parts of the body that get damaged from these oils. And if it's the DNA, then you're going to have a problem. Because then you have what's called a mutation. And if that mutation spreads, that's where you get cancer. And cancer is definitely associated. I'm not going to say direct cause. I'm not going to say it's always going to happen, but there's an association between rancid oils and cancer, or the formation of cancer-causing compounds, we'll say, something called lipid peroxides. These breakdown products from oils can be carcinogenic. These breakdown oils certainly are not good for you. These breakdown products will create dysfunctional cells and make it difficult for cells to talk to and communicate. And these breakdown products will make it difficult to produce downstream molecules from the original parent essential fats. And that can affect your skin. It can affect your heart. It can affect your liver. It can affect every part of your body, your eyes, your brain, every part of your body. And there's good reason to believe that our brain health issues, including dementias and Alzheimer's, has something to do with ingestion of, or excess ingestion of, these deteriorated or degenerated essential fats. Now, I did want to talk about a very important vitamin, and I got digressed a little bit, but I was going to talk about a very important vitamin that protects these fats. Nature is wise. Nature knows that these fats are unstable. So wherever you find these fats, you will find this amazing vitamin whose main role in life is to protect fats. In fact, it may be its only role in life. I'm pretty sure it's its only role in life, but certainly it's its main role in life is to protect these fats. This is a vitamin that does not participate in chemical reactions like other vitamins, but it kind of stands guard. It stands guard by fats. It's found with fats, and it protects fats from this disruptive biochemical change that can be made from heating and from cooking and from general disruption, general disturbance. This vitamin, by the way, is vitamin E. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side. Renee Garcia coming up next. Her book, A Tale of Practical Reality, Transurfing. You're listening to The Bright Side. We will return after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the GlucoGel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the GlucoGel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the GlucoGel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The GlucoGel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York say 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the victims are black, two of them white. The shooting happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood just a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
The suspect is an 18-year-old white man from New York State who authorities say was wearing military-style clothing and body armor and drove hours to Buffalo. He is set to face arraignment by Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Texas Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the state can investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. At the same time, it ruled in favor of one family who was among the first contacted by child welfare officials after Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations based on a legal opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton that labeled gender-confirming treatments as child abuse. The court did not rule on the merits of the investigation, just that a lower court overstepped by trying to block all cases from going forward. Meanwhile, over in Alabama, a federal judge there blocked part of a state law that made it a felony to prescribe puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors. Judge Lyles Burke issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a court challenge moved forward. Other parts of the law remain in place, however, like a ban on gender-affirming surgery on minors, which doctors say is not done in the state anyway. Also, a requirement that counselors and other school officials inform parents if a minor discloses they think they are transgender. Burke ruled that Alabama had not produced credible evidence that transitional medications are experimental. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Doug Mastriano in the Republican primary for governor of Pennsylvania. Mastriano was already a frontrunner, but there are concerns among party leaders that he's too extreme to win the general election. Pennsylvania is a battleground state that can determine who wins control of the Senate this fall. Leaders worry that Mastriano could drag down the rest of the ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekends, weekend evenings, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, and of course you can sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team off the website, brightsideben.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 or head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to Jonty Collier for setting that up, and thank you to my good friend Kevin Peterson, former of Moscow but now in New York City, for setting up our Rumble account and putting all the Brightside episodes on Rumble. I really appreciate that, Kevin. I know a lot of other folks appreciate that too, and just a big thank you. All right, I am super stoked to talk to our guest today. Renee Garcia is a trans surfing maven. We'll have to ask Renee how she identifies herself. We had her on in January. We talked about trans surfing, which is a really interesting way of expressing the manifestation process. And I say that because we're all manifesting all the time. And trans surfing and law of attraction and quantum manifestation, all these new age kind of manifestation strategies and techniques are really just expressions of what we're doing anyway. Except they're expressions, by expressing them, they allow you to work with them consciously. And I just like, personally, I love all the different ways that this manifestation process can be made analogous to, I don't know what that word is, but the analogs of all of the different perspectives on the manifestation process. And there's many of them, and I'm just fascinated with all of them. And trans surfing, I'm especially fascinated when they're elegant and simple, and that's what trans surfing is. And Renee's new book, A Tale of Practical Reality Surfing, emphasis on the word practical, really, really makes this trans surfing philosophy or trans surfing system very easy to understand, easy to apply. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Renee Garcia. Hey, Renee.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben.
Thank you for coming on. And you know, I'm a big fan. I'm a fanboy. I reached out to you, and you didn't like kick me out or block me or anything. So that was a good thing. I got to text you back and forth, and it's an honor, really. I'm kind of teasing, but it's really an honor because your vision and your perspective on this concept of reality transurfing makes you a world expert. And I know you know that, but maybe never phrase it that way. But you're a world expert in this very maybe select and very specific field, but you are, and it's really an honor to know you and have you on the program. So let's just I want to talk about the book because the book is awesome, but let's dive into what exactly transurfing is in a nutshell, if you can do it that way.
Yep. So transurfing is a set of concepts that help you to understand exactly how reality functions, your external world, your environment, how you function as a living, thinking, breathing, feeling human being, mm-hmm. and how to reconcile everything in between you and the reality that you're experiencing in a way where you can ultimately take control and begin to seriously alter your experience of reality.
I was
Both internally and externally.
I was about to ask you that because that's really interesting how you threw in that your experience of, right? Because that's where your control point is your experience of, correct?
Exactly. Everything boils down to what you are experiencing in the moment. So if you're experiencing if you're suffering, if you're feeling despair, if you're depressed and you're kind of lost and you don't catch yourself, you don't realize that in that state of being that you are in that moment in time, that is actually what is going to create the reality to come.
Mm.
So when you can alter your experience in the moment,
you change the next moment.
Then you change the next moment. And, you know, it's fundamental stuff, but we get lost to
that's important. That's so important what you just said. Because we always want to change the moment once it's here. We don't realize that's not where our power is, over the next moment. Right? Our suffering comes from trying to change the power, the moment right here. That's what suffering is by definition, right?
That's why people suffer and continue to suffer, because they're attempting to this is the best way that I describe it. When you get out of the shower and you towel off your hair and you're looking in the mirror, right, you if you want to comb your hair, you don't attempt to comb your hair in the image that you're seeing. You comb your actual hair.
Yeah.
So when you change your
hair
is your actual then you get to see that
the different reflection
in the mirror.
But you just said something.
Exactly.
You said something that's deep right there. But you said something even extra deep, and that's the idea that our world is a reflection. Our world's a mirror.
Our world is a reflection. Exactly.
It's a reflection. And we hate what we see. We hate what we see. It reminds me of moms in the store. You ever see parents in the store? At least this is a meme or kind of an idea. Parents yelling at their kids in the store because their kids are like whatever. They're just misbehaving or something. I was like, it's the kids somehow reminding the parent of the parent.
Yeah. I mean,
but we hate our world, but we don't realize we are our world. Our world is us.
And this is a, you know, this is a tough pill for a lot of people to swallow, and that's why they don't oftentimes venture down this path. But
yeah.
we are our own, we're doing it to ourselves. If you're not experiencing what it is that you want to experience right now, you're doing it to yourself.
Okay, well, let me ask you something.
You can do it to yourself in a positive way.
Well, yeah, if you do it in a negative way, you can do it in a positive way. That's the coolest thing. But here's the thing. I'm going to ask you something. Little kids with cancer.
Yeah.
I always, that's the one thing that people will ask is little kids with cancer. You mean my little kid wanted cancer?
So this is where me and the original author, Vadim Zeland, sort of, you know, our philosophies jettison away from each other is that I believe when you are not aware of what it is that you're doing, that you can't necessarily be held accountable for it. So a little kid with cancer or something happening to someone, you know, let's say a, you know, villager in the middle of nowhere in some African country that gets raided and something bad happens, like this person is not creating this because they're unaware. They don't know of the other options. Their focus is very narrowed. Their perspective is very narrowed. Their worldview is very narrowed. So their world and their reality is just sort of happening to them. The thing is when we start to embark on gaining more knowledge and actually living this stuff, and you know, we know that there are other options, then that's when you become accountable for the reality that you've created for yourself.
How what do you think of this? How about it's not the experiences that we're creating, but the feelings that we're creating, and the experiences are just ways that we can get that feeling. What do you think of that?
That's a good one. That's another good way to put it, for sure. It all stems from what's going on internally. Absolutely.
In terms of how your body feels and your emotions. But hang on to that thought. I want to jump into the book, A Tale of Practical Reality, Transurfing. Rene Garcia is with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. More with Rene Garcia right after this.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back at the Bright Side. I'm Farm Sten. We're talking to Renee Garcia, her book, A Tale of Practical Reality Transurfing. What's your website, Renee?
www.transurfing.us.
Okay, great. And you got zillions of YouTubes, although I noticed I haven't seen your YouTubes that much. Are you still doing them?
I've kind of put it on hold while I'm doing the book.
Okay, gotcha.
It's been a pretty big thing to do. That
undertaking.
Book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do one for a long time, so kudos go to you. From somebody who
thank you.
Yeah, that's really
impressive. I definitely
really
have a newfound respect for authors.
Right. That's exactly right. I have especially prolific ones that just write, you know, they like write 20 books.
Oh, amazing.
Or 30. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Like, that
it
blows
is.
Me away.
It really is.
It's like a magical thing, the creativity of putting stuff into words that are in your head, kind of. There's something really,
God, it really
special
is.
About it. Yeah. So
yeah.
Tell me, so the book, A Tale of Practical Reality Transurfing. Now, I always thought reality transurfing is practical anyway, but you did something really interesting with this kind of abstruse or kind of hard to understand subject, and you really simplified it and boiled it down. So just give us a couple, we only have a few minutes, so give us a couple of the really key ideas. Let's start off with the alternative space and what you mean by that.
So the alternative space is, you know, we were just speaking before the commercial break about how our experience is what creates reality. Well, the alternative space is everything that exists outside of us, including ourselves. And once you gain access to, to this knowledge and understand what the alternative space actually means, it's a fancy way of saying the universe or the matrix,
yeah,
or whatever. And once you sort of gain a sense of how this space functions and operates, then you can go about pulling and extracting from it what you need,
wow,
to then create your experience, which then gets mirrored back to you exactly what it is that you want to see. It's creating reality is simplified once you really understand how to work with the alternative space.
So that's interesting, because you're saying that every experience you could possibly have is already there in potential somehow. like a, you ever see the picture of a hologram that's like a wave? It's like the disc itself is a wave, and somehow light activates it, and then a picture comes out of it. That kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's all in potential in waves, and then you, through attention, you somehow, it emerges as a part of the interaction between your attention and its potential form. Is that accurate?
Yes. So everything exists in the alternative space from, and it's bringing it down to a personal level, everything exists for you personally. So the worst is there, and the best is there.
In potential.
Your thought energy, in potential, exactly.
Right.
Your thought energy ends up materializing one of these sectors of reality. So either
wow.
the really, really, really good or the really, really, really bad, but it's how you use your attention, your
yes.
energy, your focus.
Well, creation's
to
attention.
Activate that.
Creation is attention, essentially, right? Because attention already implies focus and energy and all those things. It's just attention. Creation is attention.
It's attention.
Correct?
It's attention. Exactly. Yeah. Attention
wow.
is... Attention is your most valuable commodity. That
that's
you
why
have.
You pay and attention. That's why you pay attention.
And that's why all these big entities like social media and all these
they want your attention.
Want your attention.
Yeah.
Right?
They pay for your attention.
They pay for your attention. So
in other words,
it's the most valuable thing.
You'll either be the attentioner or the attentionee.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You're either
that's
doing
getting, that's,
yeah.
That's getting into it. That's getting advanced, right? When you can flip that around and become the one that's creating the
yeah,
attention
right.
for whatever it is you're doing, then you use that thought energy from the other people to materialize whatever it is that you want to materialize, right?
Okay, so
this is how reality creation works.
Well, there's an element here. What is the relationship? First, you have to say what a pendulum is, and then tell me what's the relationship between a pendulum and attention. And first, tell everybody what a pendulum is.
So a pendulum is anything that's vying for your attention. Media, social media, religion, politics, family issues, your professional environment.
They're parasites.
And
they're parasites. It's a parasite.
It's a parasite.
An attention parasite.
It's an attention parasite if you do not understand how it operates. If you understand how it operates, then you have
you can ride
the ability...
It.
You can ride it, and this is where you gain the momentum to create your own reality.
You can surf it.
You actually use the same thing that if you're unaware uses you. You kind of flip the script on it, and you
uh-huh.
use it
uh-huh.
to create the reality
is that
you want to create.
Is that what trans surfing means? Is you're surfing the pendulum? You're riding it rather than being sucked dry by it.
It's more that you're surfing the different variations of reality, but you're using the pendulum to give you momentum to do
wow.
so, if that makes sense.
Dude, that about Dean, he went down in the weeds there, man. Holy cow. Holy cow. He's breaking it down, man. That's pretty good.
Yes.
But you really did it in a much simpler way. And I know I have a lot of friends, and even I myself had to kind of wade through a lot of his books. You know, but his
yeah.
there's so much meat there, and that's why I kind of gravitated towards your YouTubes and other things where, you know, you kind of made cut to the chase, and your book really, really cuts to the chase. So there's a zillion things I want to talk about here, but one of my favorite things to talk about when it comes to trans surfing and attention, really, is this idea of identity. And you have something
mm-hmm.
to say about it from a personal standpoint. So tell us a little bit about what does identity really mean, and how does it impact our what shows up in our world, our creativity, if you will.
So that's a great question. I was born into very, very lower middle class, borderline poverty level. I grew up in the Central Valley of California in a mobile home park to a family that never, you know, everybody was a slave to the system and working minimum wage and all that kind of stuff. So this programming, you know, was the seed that my thoughts and actions sprouted from that essentially we're creating
love
more
that.
Of the same thing. You know what
love
I'm saying?
That. It's the soil.
So, yes.
It's the soil that the plant was coming out of, so to speak, the
exactly.
context that was creating the content. We're always focusing on content, but there's an element of context, and identity is really key to that, probably.
Yeah, you can't just override, right? Yeah. Like if you have a program in you that tells you that you can't do something,
yeah.
you can't really just override that.
Affirmations. That's why affirmations don't work. That whole refrigerator.
That's why affirmations. Exactly. Yeah. You got to go in there and you got to pull that weed up by its roots first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you can go about, overriding the program with a new program, sprinkling new seeds in the soil that sprout new thoughts and actions and feelings and sensations and all that kind of stuff. And this is where you go from, like, the way that I like to look at it is this. When you're down and out, suffering, having a hard time, all your old programming sort of holding you back, you're not experiencing reality as you want to experience it, mm-hmm. you're in a hole, right?
Yeah.
Once you get yourself up out of that hole, that's realizing all of the stuff that's holding you back, then you're on level ground, then you use the concepts of reality transurfing to build yourself a new structure up on a solid foundation.
Go ahead.
No,
I say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we're going to run out of time, and I really want to say this. There's an element here of having to kind of know already, of picking yourself up by the bootstraps, because if you're in a cave, you know Plato's cave, that whole Plato's cave thing? Ever
yes.
heard of this? Yeah. If you're in the cave, you don't know you're in the cave. So there's certain, something has to push you somehow, and I think what is it that pushes you somehow? I mean, there has to be some kind of energy, a body in motion tends to stay in motion, right? It's a law of thermodynamics.
Yeah.
Somebody has to come and push it, right? Otherwise, you law of inertia. So what is it, how do you do that if you're in a rut kind of thing?
Well, I mean, I can only speak to my personal experience, and, you know, in this day and age, we talk a lot about people that are born into circumstances that they don't necessarily identify with, and they start later identifying with something else, and they're like, wait, I don't feel like this is right. I did not identify with poverty. I did not identify with all the things that all my family was, you know, the scripts and programs
intentionally.
That were running for generations. Yeah.
Intentionally,
so,
you didn't.
But I didn't have everything there to assist me. And when I found transurfing, I was like, okay, this is it. This is the vessel.
You didn't just find transurfing. The context was ready for it. Your context was ready on some level. We're out of time. We'd have you back. Okay, Renee, can you hang on the line? Do you mind hanging on for a sec?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
How's Renee Garcia? Renee, what's your website real quick?
Transurfing.us. But if you want to access my book, go to my Instagram, reality_transurfing, and the link's in the bio.
Thank you so much, Renee. Hang on the line. Her book, A Tale of Practical Reality Transurfing, Renee Garcia. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome evening. We'll talk to you all tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Bye for now.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.